Keen eyes might have spotted the removal of a 10-foot-long plexiglass dragon on the wall of the Yenwo Society building in Chinatown this week. But the start of a colorful two-story-tall mural on the 1713 Government Street building on Thursday was harder to miss. The City of Victoria has commissioned a new spray-painted mural after the Yenwo Society approached the city in January about the state of the public art on their building. "We're really excited about it," said Nora Butts, president of the Yenwo Society. "The dragon that was up there was really faded and old." The new mural installation coincides with a major fundraising drive the society is undertaking to restore the 111-year-old four-story building, which is home to the Tam Kung Temple, the oldest Chinese temple in Canada. Jackie Guy, secretary-treasurer of the Yenwo Society, said that the old artwork, created in 2008 by Robert Amos with help from students of the Chinese public school, will hopefully be reinstalled at the non-profit Victoria Chinatown Care Center, which has requested the artwork after it has been refurbished. "The muralist for the new work was chosen out of a competitive process with 5 applicants," Guy said. Vancouver-based artist Carolyn Wong, who won the commission, said it's a dream to have her work on such a prominent location in Victoria's Chinatown. "These spaces are so important," said Wong, a first-generation Chinese-Canadian who has recently installed a mural in Vancouver's Chinatown. The mural will depict Tam Kung Temple imagery and its artifacts, with the color tones taken from the color palette of Chinatown, she said. She's hoping the skies stay clear until the mural is finished on September 25. City spokesperson Colleen Mycroft said in a statement that the total budget of the project is $44,400 and was funded through the RDWNTN Revitalization Fund. The Downtown Victoria Business Association and Sunbelt Rentals also provided contributions, she said. "There will be an augmented reality feature embedded within the mural that will highlight artifacts inside the temple," Mycroft said. Roof repairs at 1713 Government Street, as well as 2 other nearby historic Chinatown buildings at 614 and 612 Fisgard Street, will continue for the next several months. At least $600,000 of the rooftop seismic upgrades for the 3 buildings is coming from the Victoria Civic Heritage Trust through its Parapet Incentive Program. Victoria Civic Heritage Trust Executive Director Catherine Umland said in a statement that she is very pleased to support nonprofit organizations to maintain and conserve their heritage properties. "These 3 buildings are architectural gems that are very significant to the heritage of the individual associations, the Chinatown community, downtown and City of Victoria," she said. Guy said that 3 Chinese societies, the Lee's Benevolent Association, the Shan Yi Benevolent Association and the Yenwo Society, had to work together to make the project possible in a very busy construction industry. "Nobody was looking at us," she said. "It was only after the 3 societies were able to band together that we were able to get somebody interested." Guy said her great-grandfather helped found the temple and she sees it as her duty to the Chinese community to continue the family legacy. "We want to revitalize our building. We want to put ourselves on the map." Story Construction and Reed Jones Christopherson, an engineering firm, have been engaged for the roof projects. But more repairs are needed at the Yenwo building. Guy said that the pre-pandemic repair bill estimate of $600,000 is no longer accurate and it could be closer to $1 million due to inflation and soaring construction costs. A fundraiser at the Don Mi restaurant, co-hosted by the Yenwo Society and the Victoria Chinatown Lioness Club on September 23, aims to close some of that gap. Amanda Mills, a director at the Victoria Chinatown Lioness Club, said that they are helping to pull the fundraiser together on short notice because it's a worthwhile cause. "Our purview is to promote Chinese culture and this seems like a very good opportunity." Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com. Online, for info on the fundraiser, Victoria Chinatown Lioness Lions Club.ca. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.